Farm bill is now being worked on in Washington, and no date has been set for the first hearing, but it appears the position of Southern agriculture is stronger in the 2013 farm bill debate than it was in the 2012 debate. If this assessment is correct, the 2013 farm bill is likely to be more favorable to Southern agriculture. In particular, the assessment suggests that the target prices for peanuts and rice will be higher than the current target levels and might be similar to those contained in the draft bill of the House Ag Committee. Remember, the House Ag Committee did adopt the peanut and rice programs and increase the target price, but that did not happen on the Senate side. Another reason for Southern agriculture looking so good is the reelection of leaders. Senator Conrad of Mississippi replaces Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas as the ranking minority member in the Senate. Three of the five subcommittee chairs in the House Ag Committee are now from Southern states. In contrast, two of six subcommittee chairs in the House Ag Committee were from Southern states in 2012. Representative Conaway of Texas also remains as chair of the Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. It's not clear what happens now to the baseline budget, as they are now planning how much money can be applied to each of the various areas in the farm bill. It may be a debate and could come any time as to when and how much money will be spent in each area. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.